Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. On today's show, I'm explaining how lymphatic system detoxification can help autism spectrum disorders. After retiring from the New York City Fire Department, I was fortunate to learn the work of three world-renowned doctors who use their hands to release specific parts of the body to promote circulation and healing. My book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, published in 2006, really explains how when we're acidic in our body, it stops our lymphatic system, a system that's meant to clean every system of our body. We fill with our own cellular waste, and that creates inflammation and disease. And we're ignorant of this. We don't even think about this happening. We only think about the lymphatic system when someone has swelling and lymphedema or cancer. And we have to learn much earlier about the lymph system. Understanding this missed science, basically, I developed work called LymphPractic. It's a fully closed session that gets to the root cause of your health problems, cellular waste building in your body. Over a few sessions, I manually drain your lymphatic system in your whole body, and your life changes. From the first session, you feel different. Our goal is not to make you toxic and feel horrible. It's to slowly, gently detox you and improve your health. If you're out of state, I coach clients everywhere on improving their lymphatic system. Everyone needs to understand this. There's no one who doesn't have a lymphatic system. And I can tell you, I've been doing this for 24 years. I'm seeing more and more problems that are appearing from the lymphatic system. And really, my book explains how every health problem is due to the lymphatic system. So if you're a parent with a child or adult on the spectrum, you must understand how to balance pH and improve lymph flow. Even though I mentioned autism, if you have a child who is developmentally delayed, has ADHD or Asperger's, maintaining the lymphatic system can help many problems with how we think and feel. The lymphatic system, a tiny network of vessels and nodes, maintains every system in the body, even the brain, directly or indirectly. The health of every part of your body and brain depends on good circulation to bring oxygen to the cells, to bring nutrition to the cells, and to remove cellular waste. When a lymphatic system becomes compromised from an acidic pH, dehydration, viruses, infections, antibiotics, immunizations, and the repeated inflammation from immunizations, you can see multiple health problems. A little on immunizations, I believe it is the repeated inflammation from monthly immunizations that is a miscontributing factor in autism in infants. After an immunization, infants have reactions like rashes, cold, fever. You do this monthly, then you add in an acidic pH, a little dehydration, that may be limiting the lymphatic system, and the brain becomes congested from the buildup of cellular waste. And our kids can't think, but that same thing is happening to us when we get foggy thinking, when we get chemo brain or fibro fog. In autism, you can see multiple problems, mainly cognitive decline, digestive disorders, and skin problems like eczema. The lymphatic system, the body's sewage treatment system, helps reduce inflammation and toxicity by reabsorbing cellular waste and other debris from the body and brain. When we're acidic, the lymphatic system can't clean as well. When you want to help the brain, you must understand the lymph-brain connection. And this is something that I've been talking about for 24 years. In 2015, lymphatic vessels were found in the brain. That's a direct lymph-brain connection. In this field, we've always known that there were lymph vessels right outside the brain that we could use to help improve circulation in the brain. But now we know there's a direct lymph-brain connection for 2 years. Just recently, a few months ago, researchers through imaging found that the lymphatic system is a major outflow of cerebrospinal fluid out of the brain. And they said that this is, as we get older, as we age, the ability of the lymph system, the outflow becomes less. And I believe, you know, that is a major cause of, you know, why people can't think as we get older, Alzheimer's, dementia. But I also think the same thing is hurting children. meaning the child early on had some type of congestion in the brain, and that limited circulation and detoxification, and the brain fills with its own cellular waste. The body is always replicating. When the lymph system is not working optimally, your body and brain can build with cellular waste, creating inflammation and disease. In some individuals with autism, you often see the inflammation on their skin. It's red, it's hot, it's inflamed. We have to reduce that through detoxification. They're toxic. When trying to help autism, the goal is to balance pH and improve lymph flow. I believe there are two different expectations when dealing with autism and lymphatic system detoxification. And it depends on whether you're dealing with a child or adult on the spectrum and how long they have had ASD. In younger children, the focus is to balance the pH and improve lymph flow and detoxification, and do this repeatedly to reduce inflammation and toxicity, to help flow through the brain, to help cognitive function. It will also help other problems too, but our goal is to help cognitive function when they're younger. I'll talk about that later. In teens and older persons with autism who have been diagnosed as children, the goal is to reduce inflammation and toxicity, to improve quality of life, and possibly see a little clearer thinking, less agitation and depression. As those with ASD get older, their brain can continue and body can continue to become toxic and inflamed, and then get worsening symptoms of depression or aggression. So we need to really keep up with the idea of lymphatic system detoxification. With teens and adults who get a diagnosis later in life, and I've seen this, kids who are 15 and they've been fine all their life, and you're now on a spectrum. This is even happening with adults. I believe Jerry Seinfeld feels he has some type of autism. This, to me, is a clear sign that the brain is slowly becoming acidic, which is limiting lymph flow and detoxification in the brain. At this point, it becomes similar to working with young children again when you've been diagnosed later in life. You need to balance pH, improve lymph flow to try and improve circulation and detoxification in the brain. So again, we want to create that circulation, bring oxygen to the cells, bring nutrition, and get rid of the waste. Keep on getting rid of the waste. Improving circulation. Before I tell you what you can do to help autism, let me explain how I can help you in my office here in Scottsdale, Arizona, with sessions of lymphopractic. I developed lymphopractic over many years. It really does get to the root cause. It's a fully closed session. I'm activating the lymphatics or draining lymphatics in your whole body. It's gentle. It's more physical than most people who do lymph drainage therapy. It's super relaxing. I have not had an autistic child who did not like it. It takes a little coaxing at first, but once they get a session or two, they like getting up on the table because it feels good to them. My work is very similar to the machine that was invented to press on cows to relax them. This machine has been moved to help autistic children. They get in it, it presses on them. My work is very similar. We're gently holding the body, opening up circulation, and they feel better. My book, An Undetected Acid, Alkaline, and Balance, really explains how we're filling with cellular waste and the lymphatic system is really the missed cause. Remember, if you need coaching, I help people anywhere. Just give me a call. I promise I will change your life and your child's life just by understanding this basic information. Take that first step. Studies on inflammation identify a critical problem for children with autism. Their high inflammation levels are accompanied by impairments in their ability to remove inflammation. Remember, inflammation is the key, meaning they don't detox well. And what is inflammation, guys? Remember, inflammation is really our own cellular waste. We always think about outside things. It's about our own cellular waste. Our bodies are always replicating, cells are always dividing, and there's always waste. And when that waste can't be picked up by the lymphatic system, our body suffers. So it really has to do with whether the lymphatic system is functioning optimally or sluggish. You have to start thinking about everyday lymphatic system detoxification. What foods are you or your child eating? Are they acid-forming or alkaline-forming in the body? Diet plays a very large role in reducing toxicity. Limit processed foods. Sugar is severely acid-forming and damaging to our body. and red meat, even occasionally. But there are times when you really have to clean up your diet. And with children, it is a little more difficult. So you have to use more supplements, magnesium. Drink water with minerals. Make sure your child's hydrated. Are they drinking the water you're giving them? And about supplements, it's about magnesium, potassium. Take a biweekly Epsom salt bath with baking soda in it, 2 cups of each, and not very hot for children. It can relax them, too relaxed. And most important, digestive enzymes with meals. It helps to break down. You'll see a difference in their digestion right away. Helps to break down the waste that may be entrapped in their digestive tissues. Systemic enzymes are really key. Systemic enzymes are a more powerful version of a digestive enzyme. They're taken between meals. They're very popular in Europe and Japan. Here in this country, we really don't know about them. But they actually break down cellular waste and make thousands of chemical reactions work better in the body. We need to have enzymes in our body. And remember, hydration isn't just to hydrate the body. It flushes toxins out of the body. It flushes our intestines of acidity. My idea of detoxification is very different than most people. It's not harsh. We're not using a lot of supplements. We're helping the body balance its pH with food and supplements, and we activate the lymphatic system by taking systemic enzymes and manually moving the lymph flow. This is dramatic. In my office, I put children through, and this is whether it's ADHD, Asperger's, or autism, I have seen big changes in children. In my office, I put children through 3 to 4 weeks of lymphatic drainage sessions. The first week, we do one session, see how they deal with that, and the next few weeks, we do 2 or 3 sessions. And the child changes in front of your eyes. It's amazing. In these sessions, we create a tsunami, a wave that's going to go through the brain and create detoxification. This is powerful. You've seen pictures of tsunamis picking up cars and trucks and buildings. We have to do that same thing to the body. In my book, I explain how a few children have really benefited. One child, she came in to me. Her parents were already giving her a lot of supplements, which was great, and that's important. It helps to make the body more alkaline. In her first session, she was about 5 or 6 years old. She had hand-eye fixations. She didn't smile. She moved slowly, so slowly, bloated belly, shoulders up, and asked her mother the same questions all the time. In her first session, I activated her lymph. She was very good. She was very good the whole session because children get relaxed during my sessions. The parents are always in the room. And the child at the end jumped off my table like a bunny rabbit, like an energized bunny, put on her shoes and very quickly and ran out of the room to go see her brother and father. Her mother was amazed because she said she's never done that. It was an immediate change, guys. And I'm not saying that's going to happen every time, but I've seen that happen. Most often it takes a few weeks, may take a few months, but we see change. It really is important to understand acid-alkaline balance, so you have to go to my website, ossipinskihealthacademy.com. Healthy Lymph System will get you there, too. HealthyLymphSystem.com will get you there. At the bottom of the page is an acid-alkaline food chart. Print it out, put it on your refrigerator. Kids, we don't want to detox kids with food too much. It's more about supplements, but if you're older, you need to understand how food may be limiting how you think. If I can help you understand how to help your child or yourself, contact me at Ossipinski Health Academy. Again, HealthyLymphSystem.com. On next Thursday's show, I'm going to be explaining how to control lymphedema with lymphatic system detoxification. Many people with lymphedema don't understand how an acidic diet, sugar, coffee, can really make a difference and limit your lymph flow. So we have to really include everything, more than just drainage. And talking about drainage, guys, if you happen to stop by my website, ossipinskihealthacademy.com, I'm putting together a webinar to explain how people can drain their lymphatic system, use diet, use supplements to improve their lymphatic system. It's really what everybody should understand, something we should be teaching in schools. It will change your life. Let me know if that's something you would be interested in by liking my Facebook page. So I want to thank you for listening. Please tell people about my show, Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification. think about everyday detoxification, lymphatic system detoxification. Everybody, no matter what your health problem, we have to think about this. Have a balanced and joyful life.